Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Becky Wittish, chairman of the Niagara County Legislature. Thank you for joining us live once again on LCTV as we give you our Niagara County COVID-19 updates. We're also currently streaming live on lctv.net and 90.9 FM on your radio. Now, today I'm joined again by our director of the Niagara County Department of Health, Dan Stapleton. Welcome back, Dan.
Thanks, Becky.
And why don't you just go right ahead and start us off with our daily updates.
Absolutely. Since last Friday, we have 45 new positive cases. That brings our total to 1,082 since the crisis began. We also have 306 people who are active cases. These are people who are positive. 14 of those are in the hospital, and the remaining are being followed at home by my staff. So far, more than 700 people have recovered from a positive diagnosis, and very happy to report we have no new deaths since last week. That's obviously very positive, and we hope that trend continues.
Absolutely. And you can see that our Niagara County heat map has been updated again today with those new numbers of positive cases. You can find that on niagaracounty.com. At the top of the page in the COVID-19 banner, there's a link. And that map will break down the positive cases that we've had to date by municipality, so you can see exactly what's happening in the towns and cities near you. Now, Dan, on the heat map, we see that Newfane now has been flat for the last several days. Where that was rising rapidly in a rural town, we knew there was an issue there. Can we assume at this point that the worst of the issues at the nursing home are behind us, or is it a mistake to make that assumption too soon?
Well, I think what we can say is the initial crisis has passed. You know, we're looking at 82% of that number, now it's even higher, is from the Newfane Rehab Center. So we're hoping that we have that initial crisis, that we're past that. But we continue to worry about any population that is compromised conditions, that those people are especially vulnerable. That's why we can't let down on our guard. We need to make sure that people continue to do what they need to do. The 156 is a high number. Overwhelming majority is the rehab, but that doesn't mean that we can't take these social distancing and other guidelines serious, because we can't let our guard down.
So we continue to watch that situation and monitor appropriately. Switching to testing for a moment, I can now tell you that according to the state COVID-19 tracker, we've had 13,803 Niagara County residents that have been tested so far. This is a large number. If you remember back in the early weeks of the pandemic, we were very frustrated in finding it so difficult to get enough testing here in Niagara County. So we've really watched these numbers rise rapidly in the last month or so as more testing sites have been available. And I want to continue to encourage our residents to go out and get tested. Now that tests are much more available, I believe we have 12 sites throughout Niagara County that are offering that. And you can find that list of sites again on our Niagara County webpage or the public health webpage as well. You'll see them all there on your screen. We know that the ability to get tested much easier, the guidelines for being eligible for testing much broader at this point than they were originally. Just make sure that you are calling those sites ahead of time to find out what their requirements are. Many of those testing sites require an appointment, possibly a prescription from your doctor. So you want to make sure you have those things in place without just showing up. Now, Dan, we've been talking quite a bit over the last few weeks, or this past week especially, about the percent of positive results coming back, or essentially the infection rate of all of those that are tested, and that's been falling in Niagara County over time. The overall rate was about 8% on Friday, which is now down to 7.5% today. But over the last week or so, we're watching these daily rates, and they're hovering between 2 to 4%. And you can see that on the graph on our screen that we've put together. Can we feel good about that and what those numbers are showing now?
Absolutely. That's what we've been looking for all along. We knew that once we got enough testing kits available, the denominator would go down, and we knew that our rate would go down, but we're happy to report how quickly it's gone down. You look at the state average, which is 14.8%, excluding New York City. Ours is, we're reporting tomorrow, there'll be 7.4, so we're half of that. So that's exactly what we've been working for. We expect that to go down. The initial 20% we had, we knew that was 100% because of the fact that we didn't have adequate testing kits. Now we're getting testing kits to whatever sites want them. The 12 sites that you mentioned are very active. The NCCC site continues to be active. The NCCC site, people register or they call the number that we provide on our website, and they can go that afternoon or that morning and be tested. We want to make sure that the people continue to take advantage of that, because that will allow us to get a true picture of what our overall county rate is, and we'll continue to push that as long as possible.
Right. So the early days, when tests were hard to come by, we really were testing mostly individuals who were sick and showing symptoms. So it made sense that those positive tests were coming back at a higher rate. This is now showing us much more accurately where we are as we're testing more and more individuals with and without symptoms. That's good. So at the beginning of the pandemic, what we always talked about was flattening the curve. The concept was that we didn't want to overwhelm our hospitals and have too many sick individuals in the hospital all at the same time from COVID-19. We didn't want to overwhelm their capacity. The graph on the screen that you'll see next shows the Western New York hospitalization rates in blue and the ICU rate in yellow. And it really does show that it was a steep climb. Then we hit a plateau, and now we're coming back down the other side more slowly. What are your thoughts on the graph and information we're seeing there?
Well, hospital capacity has always been the top concern of us, making sure that we can, the hospitals were going to be able to handle the surge, if you will. And luckily, we didn't get the surge, and we're flattening the curve. Exactly what we wanted to happen is happening. We're flattening out that curve. We're not having these huge surges, but we'll continue to make sure that hospital capacity is open. The governor requires 30% hospital capacity to be available for a surge that could come. ICU beds have a 30% capacity for a surge that could happen. So we continue to make sure that we have enough ICU beds, make sure the hospital capacity is there. Hospital capacity, it changes on a daily basis. That's why it's important to look over the a three-day that kind of shows you what the trend line is. So we'll continue to look at that. We want to make sure people understand, just because we haven't had that surge doesn't mean we can't spike back up. We're waiting to see, probably within the next few days, we'll be getting results from testing that had been done right after Memorial Day. Memorial Day, people out in public more, most people following the guidelines, which is extremely important. I'm watching right now to make sure we don't get an increase in the rates because of the loosening of some of those restrictions. Absolutely. These restrictions can happen as long as we follow the guidelines, and that continues to be the key.
Right. Very important. Let's not undo all of the hard work that we've done and the sacrifices that we've made over these last many, many weeks now. Thank you so much, Dan, for the updates. As always, it's good to have you here and to have the explanations right from the expert.
Great to be here.
Thank you. As Dan said, all of our data is looking good here in Western New York. In fact, the governor spoke specifically about Western New York on his briefing this morning, as we're nearing that second phase, or phase two reopening, potentially as soon as tomorrow. The governor said that Western New York's metrics are good. They're continuing to monitor that data, and that is music to many of our ears. We have been looking forward to getting into the next phase, and he said to expect an announcement later this afternoon in regards to Western New York and when we can actually go ahead with phase two. So again, important to understand that we have not been given that 100% green light yet. We need to wait for that official word later this afternoon. I continue to meet daily with the Western New York Regional Control Room. And again, all of the data we're seeing is good. The metrics are heading in the right direction, and we don't see any reason that they wouldn't let us open in phase two, hopefully again tomorrow, but that data has gone on to the international team that the governor speaks about, who wants to take one final look at those numbers and make sure that we haven't missed anything important that they're considering as a red flag. So again, watch for that announcement later today from the governor regarding phase two in our region. Now, phase two will include offices, real estate, some in-store retail, vehicle sales, leases and rental, retail rental, repair and cleaning, commercial building management, hair salons and barber shops. And Rich Zapp of LCTV, who's here helping us every time we broadcast, has put together some great graphics on phase two reopening. We're going to kind of run through those and give you a little bit more detail about the phase two businesses and what's involved. But all of these guidelines are available at niagaracountybusiness.com under our red COVID-19 button. You can also find these on the state website, which is forward.ny.gov. Now, again, it's very important that you know, if you're a business that's looking at reopening in phase two, or if you are a business that has been open and considered essential throughout the pandemic, but the rest of your industry is now opening in phase two, you need to make sure that you're looking at those websites and the requirements that are involved. Remember, you're going to have to complete a safety checklist online for the state and affirm that you have that safety plan in place and agree to follow it. You'll also want to make sure that you print that affirmation out along with your safety protocols, have it on hand at your business for not only your employees, but for the clientele who come in as well. You want to show that you have followed that procedure, that you are meeting all of the governor's mandates, and that is, again, mandatory for reopening. So please make sure that you're following all of those steps. Again, very important, if there is a non-compliance complaint that comes, someone thinks that you're open and you shouldn't be, or that you're not following those guidelines, you want to have that paperwork on hand to show anyone who's questioning how you're doing things. So very important. If you have any questions about those guidelines or how to follow them, where to find them, please get a hold of our Center for Economic Development from the county. They are there, they're available to answer your questions and happy to do so. And again, niagaracountybusiness.com is their website, and they've put all of these important links right on that COVID-19 tab for you. Beyond reopening, they can also help direct you to the different government loan programs that are available and provide you with other helpful information that you might need. They really are a resource that's there for all of our local businesses. They are happy to help, and they should be able to move your question along if it's not something that they can help with. So please reach out to them. That number is on your screen, 278-8750. And just be in touch. They're there for you. Now, as we know, many of the festivals and fun events that happened during the summer have already been canceled at this point because of the uncertainty as we move forward this summer. And I want to let you know that Friday evening, we received word from the board of directors of the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Niagara County, who has decided to cancel this year's Niagara County Fair. Certainly a disappointment to many, but not unexpected. We've seen those events cancel throughout the state over the last week or two, many of those announcements coming down. Now the board is still working on some creative events to have instead of the fair, and in particular they're working on a virtual auction for the livestock that's raised by the young men and women in place of the live auction that would normally take place at the fair. So check out their website as we go along throughout the summer. You'll probably find that there's some other great events that they're able to offer in place of the fair this year. And finally, I don't want to end the program, of course, without touching on the protests and riots that have taken place in regards to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis this past weekend. We are all horrified, of course, by what we saw in those videos, including local law enforcement. I've had many conversations with our local law enforcement officers who tell me that what happened to George Floyd goes so far against all of their training, and they are outraged, much like the community members themselves. Last night, there were protests held in Niagara Falls by the Niagara Falls Police Department. And I want to just commend all of the law enforcement officers who were out last night, not only Niagara Falls Police Department, but the Sheriff's Department, other local agencies and state agencies that all chipped in to help out in case there were trouble. The city administration, Mayor Restaino, who was there speaking to the protesters. And most of all, the residents of Niagara County and Niagara Falls who were there and kept that protest peaceful. We have a right to protest in this country. We have a right to yell and scream and make our voices heard and make our feelings known, but we need to do it peacefully. And that's what happened in Niagara Falls. And I cannot say enough today about what I witnessed last night with that crowd and the way they were able to let everyone know why they were there and what they wanted and needing to be heard. And I watched our law enforcement agencies interact with them and talk to them and really want to learn from each other. And again, I want to thank all of you that were out there last night for keeping it a peaceful situation and not seeing some of the devastating riots and situations that were happening, not just across the state, but across the country. So again, thank you to everyone who was out last night. I think it's wonderful that you want your voices heard and that you're out there and telling everyone how you feel. But it's even more wonderful that you were able to do so peacefully. I also want to thank the Peacekeepers Group from Niagara Falls who was there. That is exactly what they do. Their name is the Peacekeepers, and they were there to make sure that they could be that liaison between the residents and law enforcement and really helped in that situation. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you did last night for our community. Now, we know these are difficult times, not just COVID-19, but now we have these other situations going on as well. And there's been so much uncertainty and so much anger and so much emotion involved that we know people are struggling. We know people are dealing with depression and anxiety and worry over their finances and their health. So please, again, I remind you that the Niagara County Crisis Services Hotline is available for you free of charge 24/7. That's confidential. If you're struggling, if you have a family member or a friend who needs some additional support right now and you're not sure how to help, give that number a call. It's 716-285-3515. We are all in this together. We are all struggling in some way or another. That's not abnormal. So please, if you need help, reach out to them. If you joined us late today, you can catch us on demand again on lctv.net throughout the day. They will play us on their schedule as time allows, and there'll also be a link under the Niagara County Legislature tab on their on-demand page. We'll post that link for you as well on our Niagara County Facebook page so you can watch when you have time and get your updates. And at this point, we plan on being back with you live on Wednesday. Hopefully, again, we'll have some good announcements from the governor this afternoon, and I'll have more information to share with you on the phase two reopening when I'm live again on Wednesday afternoon. For now, we ask you all to just continue to follow those distancing guidelines. Wear your masks when you have to be out and about in public. But when you can, stay home, stay safe, and stay healthy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.